The mass murder that took place on Sunday night fills America's heart with grief. America is truly a nation in mourning. Words cannot describe the bravery that the whole world witnessed on Sunday night. Americans defied death and hatred with love and with courage. May God bless and watch over those who protect us. May God bring healing to the families of the wounded, the injured, and the fallen. And may God bless our great country, America.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Good Friday morning, Nevada and Southern California. Don't worry, Kevin didn't become Caitlin. This is Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. And that means I got the mic for the next 3 hours, and I'm so excited about that. I haven't had this mic, Jameson, have I, for quite some time. And so this is one of my favorite places to be, behind the microphone, delivering you a direct dose of truth, no BS mixed in, bringing you the truth within the mainstream media. There isn't any truth in the mainstream media. We know that. That's why their approval ratings are lower than Congress, which is hard to believe. But speaking of truth, where is the truth in Las Vegas? The truth related to the largest mass shooting massacre in our country's history. And I know there's a lot of you out there that have a lot to say. And you have a lot to say because this hits every one of us in this valley. You know, since the shooting, I was up all night that night listening to the police scanner. I tuned in probably 2 minutes after the shooting started to the police scanner, and I listened to what our men and women in blue were going through. I heard all of the calls through dispatch that were coming in that there were shooters in nearly every casino in and around the Mandalay Bay. I heard the calls. I heard some of the confusion. And we have more confusion than we had that night, don't we? Because we aren't seemingly getting a straight story. We've got conflicting reports from the Mandalay Bay, from the Las Vegas Metro Police Department, from the FBI. And I've heard that there is a press conference this afternoon. They're usually around 3 o'clock Pacific time. I'm sure they will carry it nationally. And I hope that it will solve some of this mystery. Because as I was talking to one of my friends, former agent, the other day, I said, you got to understand, this vacuum that has been created from the lack of information and consistent information is being filled with conspiracy theories. It's being filled with misinformation, disinformation. And we have reporters like Laura Loomer. I don't know her. I follow her on Twitter. I don't know if I agree with her all the time. But over at the Gateway Pundit, I looked this morning, and it seems as though Jesus Campos has gone missing. He didn't show up for the Hannity interview last night, and as a matter of fact, he hasn't shown up for 5 interviews, and no one knows where he is, and his family has been issued a gag order. And there's also reports that he has an armed security guard outside of his house. Well, isn't that interesting? Because Stephen Paddock's house in Reno was broken into during an active FBI investigation. And I'm wondering why there wasn't an armed guard in front of that house up in Reno. So I know you have a lot to say, and I want you to contact me. You can call into the station. It's a free-for-all Friday. We can talk about whatever you'd like. And you can call toll-free at 844-2-NEVADA, 844-263-8232. You can reach my Twitter at Reagan Babe. That's Reagan as in Ronald, Babe as in Ruth, at Reagan Babe. Shoot me a tweet and I'll promise to read it on the air and answer accordingly. But all of this mystery causes more anxiety. It's actually the part of terrorism, right? That's what terrorism is supposed to do, is cause uneasiness. It's supposed to cause anxiety. It's supposed to cause fear. And we have no more information, really, than we had the day after the shooting. So today I have some great guests lined up for you, and you're not going to want to turn that dial. I've got Melanie Morgan with Stop the Scalpings, a media equalizer, and we're going to talk about the NFL, we're going to talk about Harvey Weinstein, we're going to talk about the Vegas shooting. And I've also got Lenny Davis. He's going to be in-house with me in studio. He is one great guy. I'm glad that he's on my side. But he's a gun expert, and he's going to give us his opinion on the Vegas massacre. So he'll be up at, he's going to come in, I think, around 10 o'clock, but we're going to put him on at 11. So each hour, I've got a packed hour of guests, and I know that you'll be calling in because our phones are already ringing. And that's why I love about radio. That's what I love about this community. That's what I love about this state, is that when I put out a call to action, people respond. So I want to hear from you again, 844-2-NEVADA, 844-263-8232. Now, another mystery that I've been come to, well, I guess I'm known as, is voter fraud, right? So I'm going to give you an update real quick on voter fraud. When you think of Reagan, babe, I want you to think about voter fraud, because I'm the one that I believe holds the key to cracking the mystery of voter fraud. Because the Democrats, the progressives, don't you just love it? I'm so progressive. The Democrats want us to believe that voter fraud is a myth. It simply doesn't exist. It's crazy. When Trump says that 5 million illegal aliens voted, or millions of illegal aliens voted. Well, guess what, folks? Amongst all the noise with Harvey, and I don't mean Hurricane Harvey, I mean Pervert Harvey, and the noise, of course, surrounding and the mystery with Las Vegas and healthcare and taxes, and we're going to get all to that. But because voter fraud is near and dear to my heart, and because I know for a fact that this state was stolen. We've got voter fraud over in, where is it? Pennsylvania. Now, this story broke two days ago, and you might not have heard about it. The Secretary of State of Pennsylvania suddenly resigned. Pedro Cortes, Secretary of State. Secretary of State is a very important position in protecting each and every vote. Our Secretary of State here in Nevada is Barbara Zagaski. So Pedro Cortes, Pennsylvania's Secretary of State, abruptly resigned from office Wednesday, 3 weeks after his agency came under criticism for a glitch that may have allowed thousands of ineligible immigrants statewide to vote. Cortes's departure was announced in a 349-word personal update emailed from the governor's office, with no explanation offered as to his resignation. Now, as Secretary of State, of course, he is the state's top election official. His departure comes a week after State Rep. Daryl Metcalf, who's a Republican, and 15 of his colleagues sent Cortes a letter to express our dire concerns about the disclosure weeks ago that legal resident non-citizens in Pennsylvania have been offered the chance to register to vote while applying for a renewing driver's license at the DMV. Now, let's go from Pennsylvania over to our state here of Nevada. And Southern California, folks, you know what? Melanie Morgan's coming on with me. She's in Northern California. And those folks in Southern California, by the way, I know there's some fires in Anaheim Hills. I hope you are all safe down there. But California has the fraud built in, okay? They've given out 1 million driver's licenses to illegal aliens, and not once have they followed the motor voter law passed by Bill Clinton, which requires them, I think it's every other year, to clean up their rolls. They haven't done that. And then here in Nevada, we had the ACLU intervene and basically say to our DMV employees, nope, sorry, you can't check for citizenship. You have to offer them a chance to vote, and then they have to opt out. Now, as far as voter fraud and how I know this state was stolen, is because I have 10,000 envelopes, returned envelopes from the post office, from actively registered Democrat voters in one small little assembly district in Northeast Las Vegas. And I've been talking about these envelopes, good God, since what? Maybe March, February, earlier this year. And I thought we were rolling. I mean, if you go over to ReaganBabe.com, I just wrote about this a couple days ago. I thought, thank God, you know, we had an independent investigation going. We handed our depositions and our discovery and all of that stuff over to the feds. And they took it. And we're nowhere farther along in this game than we were months ago. Because there is no political will to clean up the voter rolls. And that's where you guys are going to come in. Because we are going to put the pressure on our state elected officials. And then we have to sit back and say, do we trust the FBI? Really? Do we trust the FBI in this investigation that we have going on into the largest mass shooting in our state? Do we trust the FBI in handling voter fraud evidence? Do we trust the FBI, period? Well, you can trust that I'm going to be back after this break, and I'm going to take your call. We got them already lined up. You can call toll-free 844-2-NEVADA, 844-263-8232. This is Megan Barth filling in for the great Kevin Wall, ReaganBabe.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
And welcome back, Nevada and Southern California. You're listening to 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks. Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. You can follow me on Twitter, at ReaganBabe. Send me a message there with any questions or comments that you might have related to the news that's going on, especially the Las Vegas shooting. That has been capitalizing our minds, our airwaves, for now, what, 12 days, I think it's been? And we are no further along in knowing what happened or solving the mystery about this shooter. A very methodical, a very planned out shooting that has been claimed, not one, not twice, but three times by ISIS. Do you guys out there believe it was part of jihad? It was an ISIS hit. You can call in 844-2-NEVADA, 844-263-8232. And with that, I'm going to clean up a couple lines so we can get some callers in the queue. We'll start with who's up first. Is that line one? There we go. Will on line one. Hey, Will, it's Megan. How are you?
Megan, I'm not buttering you up. I'm just being honest by saying that you are my favorite personality. Your work on voter fraud is heroic. I think it's high time you had a Fox show of your own. But I like you more than Mark Levin, etc.
Wow!
I really like your topics and your attitude. The only thing that point I want to make is, of course, regarding the Paddock Vegas shooting. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's any evidence or ever will be any evidence that there was a terrorist connection. 64-year-old white men are not recruited, millionaires are not recruited by ISIS unless he was a regular traveler to Gamma or something. I think it's impossible for them to ever cross paths. They're very skeptical of being burned, you know, with all of these bomb purchases and all of these things. They're always being set up by the FBI, and I don't think you can just get on the internet and say, "Hey, let's get together and conspire to have a mass shooting." I think the more likely explanation, you know, like Occam's razor, he's just another rabid Democrat. Like the Steve Scalise shooting.
Hodgkinson.
And I think the FBI is sitting on that, and they're going to suppress the face of the Democrat Party. But I think it's up to people like you to make him the face of the Democrat Party by continuing to investigate his political activity and his registration.
Well, Will, I'm glad you bring that up, because there's a couple points I want to make. Number one, wouldn't the most frightening thing be is to have a 64-year-old wealthy retiree all of a sudden become radicalized and become a soldier of jihad? That would be terrifying, because then that means that, you know, the profile, really, it doesn't fit any longer. This would be such an anomaly, such a shock to our system. I hear what you're saying. But when Sheriff Lombardo comes out at one of the press conferences early on and says that he believes him to be possibly radicalized, well, when you talk about radicalization, normally we talk about radicalization in the framework of Islam. Right. You have a youth, you have a person, you have a woman, somebody that has been radicalized. But to your second point, and I'm glad you brought this up because you reminded me of Hodgkinson, who was the deranged Democrat who traveled from Chicago to a baseball field in Virginia and tried to execute as many Republicans as possible on that field. And without Steve Scalise there, there would not have been Capitol Police that protected our government. Now, what I find interesting and the double standard here is that, did you hear calls for gun control after a rabid, unhinged Democrat tried to assassinate dozens of Republicans? No.
Well, they didn't want to draw attention to the fact that he was a Democrat.
Right. But you didn't call.
They wanted the story to go away.
Right. But you would think that this near mass shooting, the execution of our elected officials, you'd have Hillary Clinton and others coming out and saying, well, it was the gun. It was the gun violence. Remember, we got to get rid of those guns. Instead, there, and that's what they did right after the Vegas shooting. But what they did in the Virginia shooting was, you know, we really have to tone down the violent rhetoric. It's both sides, really, that contributed to this. It's both sides. And then what they did is they immediately supported Antifa. They compared them. So the violent rhetoric went out the door just about as quickly as, you know, yesterday's news. And they aligned with Antifa. They continued to call us racist and Nazis and refer to Trump as Hitler. Their violent rhetoric didn't tone down. And so your point to the shooter in Vegas being a member of a radical left group like Antifa, or a deranged Democrat like Hodgkinson, holds a lot of water, and it's part of the evidence, perhaps, that will come out, but it's a fact, or at least an observation, that can't be ignored. Will, I really thank you for your call.
It's not going to come out. It's not going to come out. The FBI is in charge of the investigation.
That's right.
They'll suppress that. You know how corrupt they are with Democrats.
Well, that's right. And Will, thank you for your call and for your compliments. And when I'm on Fox, you'll be the first to know. But you're right. It comes back to my initial question, which I posed on the Monday after the shooting. I was on Patriot Radio, and I forget the host, on XM. I said, it's going to come down, and we have to ask ourselves, do we trust the FBI? And unfortunately, we can't, because it's been so politicized, right? So there's a lot of splaining to do, and maybe we'll find out some more information. But we've got some calls backed up. I have a guest this next segment. You're not going to want to miss it, because if you have kids and want to dispel all of the negative, you know, Democrat talking points on Trump, he's got a book out called Thump, and you're not going to want to miss it. We'll thump when we get back. Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, live and local now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
My name is Kim.
And welcome back, Nevada and Southern California. This is Megan Barth filling in for the great Kevin Wall. You can find my work at ReaganBabe.com. You can tweet me at ReaganBabe. And we are in a war, and we are not in what I'm saying is a war that we're fighting abroad. We are in a culture war. And when we look at the moral depravity that the left really owns, like Harvey Weinstein or Steen Weinstein, I think it is. When you look at the moral depravity of Harvey, when you look at the moral depravity of Bill Clinton, when you look at the moral depravity of Hollywood, and all of the echo chambers of the Democrat Party, they scream of, really, a lack of ethics and a moral compass. But they're progressive. They're so progressive. And they own, you know, Andrew Breitbart said something that I've always carried with me, and he said actually a lot, but this one in particular, that politics is downstream from culture. And how do we fight the culture wars when we have these depraved individuals as leaders that are infecting not only our politics, but our entertainment? How do we protect our children from this noise? And that's a question that, you know, I think a lot of parents have. You know, you have progressives wringing their hands saying, how am I going to explain to my kids that Donald Trump is president? Okay, really? You tell them that he's president. Deal with it. There are no safe spaces in life. But we have with us today, this is the second time I'll be interviewing him. His name is Brett Smith, and he's involved in this culture war. And he's created a children's book that you can read to your children. It's a great book. It's a graphic book. It's a graphic novel. And Brett Smith, and you can find it at ReaganBabe.com. If you just click on my website, there's a little discussion about it. But it's a graphic novel, and he's an editor. Brett Smith is an editor, a creative director, a color artist in the comic book industry, a storyboard artist in the advertise industry, and a graphic artist in general. He owns a BFA in animation. And he also did a book that I had interviewed him originally. He was the co-adapter, editor, and creative director for the New York Times number one bestseller, Clinton Cash, based on the Peter Schweitzer expose of the Clinton Foundation, Clinton Cash, a graphic novel. And what he's now created is a book called Thump. So I'd like to bring Brett Smith to the line. Hey, Brett, how are you?
Hey, Megan.
Hi.
Hey, Megan, how you doing?
Good,
thanks
how are
for
you?
Having me on.
No problem. You know, I always ask that question. How do we get through the noise that the Democrats have created and Hollywood has created, that Republicans are evil and the progressives are the ones that are going to save the world? And I think that you really did a great job with this book. And so I wanted to have you on because our audience, you know, lots of parents out there, lots of grandparents. And tell us a little bit about how you arrived at doing this book and what the book is about.
Yeah, you know, I'm so glad you brought up that great quote from Andrew Breitbart that politics is downstream from culture, because it's really so important, because the left have been waging a culture war for 40 years, and they've been doing it via entertainment and the media and education. And, you know, following up with Clinton Cash, you know, my team and I decided to set out to create another piece of conservative pop culture. And this effort resulted in our new book, Thump, The First 100 Days, which is basically a children's book that tells the story of the election with President Trump cast as a lovable, cute, fluffy bunny rabbit named Donald Thump. And, you know, I'm just a big believer that the right will never win the culture war with the left if we don't produce our own forms of culture. And specifically, we need to be producing pop culture, because pop culture is the best and most important way we can communicate our ideas with younger people. It's how the left delivers their messages to younger people by way of movies, graphic novels, comic books, animation, even music, rock and roll and pop music. It's all left-leaning. And it's how they have subverted our country and the culture towards, you know, their style of politics. So, you know, the left has spent more than a year vilifying Donald Trump, so we set out to make a lovable version of him. And Timothy Lim, who is the amazing illustrator on Thump, had the idea to turn Trump into a cute little bunny rabbit even before he learned that the Vice President Pence actually has a pet rabbit named Marlon Bundo. So that
right.
kind of sealed the deal for us.
Well,
you know, and you know, children are being indoctrinated against Trump every day. So, I mean, he's demonized on TV, on YouTube, social media, even by teachers in classrooms. So everywhere in America, children go for entertainment or education. Anti-Trump material certainly rules the day. And we hope that Thump can become a tool for conservative parents to show that Trump is not an evil monster. And what better way to do that than with a cute, lovable little bunny rabbit?
Well, and it kind of gives your children, too, as they are, you know, receiving the onslaught of negativity from either their educators or media or entertainment, you kind of arm them with the knowledge that they actually can use in their defense and in the defense of our president. And that's why I think it's so crucial, is because, you know, it becomes a bullying exercise. And I always say the progressives are such bullies. You know, they're the ones that always talk about, you know, the right having the misogyny, right? And the right being the bullies. But they are the biggest bullies of them all, because if you don't think like them, talk like them, dress like them, act like them, and really carry the line of their mantra, then they use every word against you. I mean, as a woman Trump supporter, my God, I've been physically assaulted, harassed, death threats, and a lot of those came from women.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty sad, you know, the amount of groupthink that's on the left. You know, they're always the ones preaching diversity and all inclusiveness, and they're always seem to be missed when other people have different ideas that seem to break their chain of you know, of parroting sort of leftist mantra. And you know, I just think that you know the culture war is crucial. You know, I think that you know, it's good that we're in charge of the House and the Senate and the presidency. You know, we've got all three branches. We've even got the Supreme Court. That's great. But what are we doing to change the culture from within America to get away from a lot of this leftist propaganda? And you know, short of, you know, my efforts, I don't see the right really doing much. You know, inside the culture, trying to educate while entertain. And that's what we tried to do on this book, which was, you know, to, like we did on Clinton Cash, let's create something that's entertaining, but also gets our message and our ethos and our philosophy across, because, you know, kids aren't reading books. They're not reading, you know, the latest conservative book. They're not reading the latest white paper. They're not watching political ads. They're watching movies. You know, they're reading comic books. They're playing video games. They're watching animation. And this is kind of where the left, they know they can't beat us in the arena of ideas in Congress. So they go about it via pop culture, and they go about it via far more subversive forms or vehicles to get their messages across. And if we're not doing the same thing and kind of, you know, playing tit for tat and fighting fire with fire, I think we're going to continue to lose. And it's not going to mean much that we own the Senate and the executive and the Supreme Court, you know, if we don't capture the culture. And that's what Andrew Breitbart was talking about when he said politics is downstream from culture. You know, we've got to capture or recapture the culture to save the youth, and Thump is a great way to you know, at least start that process.
Do you find, as a conservative artist, that it's, you know, you hide your ideology because of the threat from the left that owns Hollywood or that owns the comic books? I mean, you look at Marvel, mm-hmm. for example, and Marvel now has a Muslim superhero, and you know, I think it has now a transgender superhero. I mean, it's just really gone off the rails from just having the old, you know, Superman and, mm-hmm. you know, Flash Gordon and Wonder Woman, and it has now this whole social justice narrative wrapped into
yes.
the art form. Do you find, because, and this might be one of the reasons, do you think that there's a lot, like we have Sabo, right? The artist out of L.A. that does street art. I know some other guys that work underground that do street art in New York and D.C. And you'll never know their names. You, for example, are in public. Are there a lot of you that we just don't hear about? Or are just there less of you because the industry isn't welcoming to their expression?
There's definitely, it's kind of like Hollywood. There's definitely more that are out there that share our philosophy and our politics, but they're kind of closet conservatives. They're not interested necessarily in speaking out because their fear of losing jobs. And that's certainly the case with Marvel. They're on a full social justice warrior kind of identity politics kick with their titles. And you've got editors up there who, if you don't share their politics, there's no way in hell they're going to work with you. So there's definitely a blacklist within comics, definitely at Marvel. I'm not so sure if it's so much ingrained at DC, but Marvel's definitely on a very bizarre kick, and it's resulted in some of their lowest sales since they declared bankruptcy back in the 90s. So, you know, the sales show that this is not what fans want, But, you know, typical of the left, they don't really care what we want. They're just going to force feed us this stuff to, you know, further indoctrinate. But, you know, the sales are the sales, and the sales are very low. People are showing their displeasure of the direction they're going. Sabo's a great guy. I think there's a lot. There are some guys out there who are like me, who are, you know, kind of tired of staying in the closet. You know, we want to be who we are. We want to speak our thoughts and our philosophies. And, you know, there's no point in staying quiet anymore, because it's really important that we recapture the culture, recapture the youth. And, you know, if we can make being right of center, conservative, libertarian, whatever you want to call it, if we can make that cool and hip and fun again, that's how we're going to recapture the youth. And that's kind of what the left has done. They've been kind of like, yo, well, we're the cool kids. You know, you've got to be on our side. You got to, you know, preach our ideas and our values, you know, even though there's a lack of them. That's the cool side. And it's largely because all the people that are saying that are in entertainment, or are Hollywood movie stars, or are musicians, or are artists. So, you know, we need more people on our side who are entertainers, artists, you know, less intellectuals. We need more artists and entertainers to help rebrand conservatism as being cool and hip and awesome. And, you know, frankly, we are, because we believe in freedom and liberty and self-expression and diversity of thought.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. So
how boring.
It's always kind of, yeah, it's always kind of missed me, the fact that, you know, all of these artists on the left all say the same thing. They all preach the same ideas. And to me, that's kind of the opposite of what art should be, which should be kind of a free-for-all. There shouldn't be any groupthink. There shouldn't be any conformity whatsoever. And it's always kind of puzzled me why people on the left, some people who I am friends with in the industry, artists, all say the same thing. And I always say that to them, like, don't you ever wonder why all of you guys say the same stuff? I mean, does it ever, like, kind of, you know, bother you that there's no diversity of thought, that there's nothing different here? And I think a lot of them just kind of parrot these lines to keep the work rolling in to a large degree.
Well, tell us where we can find your work.
Let's see. You can get Thump on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You can also find Clinton Cash there, obviously. But, you know, Thump is the book that's coming out on Halloween. If you pre-order it right now, you'll get it on Halloween. And we got recently a really nice endorsement from Scott Adams, who said that he loved the book and everything about it makes him laugh, which was great. He's actually retweeted some of our artwork on Twitter. So we've got a lot of really positive responses from Thump, because it's fun and light and entertaining, and it's got beautiful illustrations. And I just think that Thump is the hero that we need right now, especially for parents out there who are just, their kids are getting barraged on a daily basis in school with teachers and kids saying Thump is, you know, Trump is evil and Trump is going to destroy the world. You know, Thump is a great vehicle for parents. I mean, Thump is basically a cute cartoon character that can cut through all the negativity to show children a different side of President Trump. And I think that we need that right now more than anything.
Well, Brett, I thank you so much for being brave, really, and being an individual and using your talents on behalf of all Americans, conservative Americans especially, and now with your latest for children. So I thank you very much. You can find Thump, guys, on Amazon. Pre-order. It'll be available October 31st, and that was Brett Smith. Brett, thanks so much. This is Megan Barth. We've got to take a quick break to keep the lights on, but when we come back, I'm going to take your calls. I got Shane that's been holding so patiently, who wants to talk about the Las Vegas shooting. You can call toll-free 844-2-NEVADA, 844-263-8232. It's Three for All Friday. We'll cover whatever topic you'd like. Again, Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, and we'll be right back. Welcome back, Nevada and Southern California. I'm just looking up at my lines right now, and they are totally full. This is Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, and it makes me smile. I don't know if you can hear the smile coming through the mic, but got a big old smile today, not only because it's Friday, but because I have this microphone. And I don't get this microphone all the time. And so it's always a pleasure, because I use this microphone as my blowtorch of truth, wading through all of the disinformation, false information, propaganda that comes from the mainstream media, as well as the Democrat Party, as they continue to sabotage this president. They will do anything they can to work against the 63 million Americans that voted this president into office, and they will do everything they can to try to hold on to Obama's legacy, which is open borders, MS-13 gang members, DACA dreamers, and the failure known as Obamacare. Do I need to remind the audience that Obamacare started out as we need to insure 12 million people? Yeah, this progressive idea. We need to insure 12 million people. Oh, no, wait a minute. It's 14 million. Oh, no, wait, it's 15. Nope, it's 23. Well, I think now it's 30. Okay, so now this is the new canard, the number that they're using is if Obamacare is repealed, there'll be 30 million people that lose their health insurance. But do I need to remind you that? So I'm going to give them 30, okay? I usually don't give them a lot. I'll give them 30. Let's say it's 30 million. Do you realize that the Obamacare website, if I have to remind you, cost $2 billion? Now, Jameson, can you break out a calculator real quick? What is 30 million into 2 billion? Yeah, good luck. But you know what? Before you do that, I want to take Shane, because Shane's been waiting for so long. And then we'll get you that number, because spending $2 billion on a website for 30 million people, at the time, it was actually 15. We'll get you some numbers after this call. Shane, you've been great. Thanks for holding on.
Thank you, Megan. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing great. So here's my take on Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. First of all, I do think ISIS is involved. I think that this gentleman is being a scapegoat. He was gambling downstairs. They knew the room. I think it's deeper than our government. I think it's some sort of black government. And they use this opportunity to strike fear and attack us who love America and we support our Constitution and our gun rights. It just doesn't add up, Megan. It's to the point now where you have these narratives that you can go search. And there's so many conspiracy theories, and it's simple. It's simple. ISIS did this. He was a scapegoat. You look at the pictures on Heavy.com, all the blood's dried. How is that even possible when he just stopped firing 6 minutes ago? It's not.
Okay, so you made two points, and this is why I was telling my friend who is retired law enforcement this the other day. And being in media, you know, I have obviously a big microphone, but I have a different perspective on how people consume and need information. As an investigator, as a retired investigator, you know, he doesn't really have all of that, you know, I guess, understanding, right? Because he's too busy investigating. But, you know, he made the point. He's like, Megan, you know, I know that we're in a Twitter society. I know that, you know, everyone wants information like yesterday, but this is an extraordinary investigation. It is, you know, it's a huge crime scene. It's a multiple crime scenes. There is a lot of audio and video to go through. But the fact is that you made a good point, is that there hasn't really been a lot of information. So all of this other information is filling up the void. It's filling up the vacuum. And you mentioned Heavy, and you mentioned two things. You said, well, I know ISIS did it, but it's a black op operation, which to me means ISIS or a deep state. But it sounds to me like you really think that this was jihad.
I think so. And honestly speaking, I was in the military. I know a lot about guns. The bump stock doesn't sound like what we were hearing. That was belt-fed. And there was more than one gun going off at a time.
Why do you make that determination?
Just from the sound,
from the audio? One,
yeah. Yeah, the one video of the cab driver that was pulling into the Mandalay Bay cab stop.
Yep.
You could clearly hear two guns. And it's just befuddling to me that this could have happened. This man may not have had anything to do with it, or he could have.
Yeah. Well, Shane, you pose a lot of.
We live in Las Vegas.
Yeah,
we're the most surveillance city in the nation.
That's right. Well, I appreciate you holding on. I appreciate you sharing your thoughts with me, but that music means we got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Keep listening, Shane. I appreciate your thoughts. More with Megan Barth on this fabulous Friday. Hope you're enjoying the program. We'll be right back. You can check out ReaganBabe.com, tweet me at ReaganBabe, or call in 844-2-NEVADA, 844-263-8232.